And now, light of my life. Light of my life. The true-to-life story of men and women living their span of years in Pine City, a typical small Midwestern community. Frankly, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday's episode violated one of the basic tenets, we feel, of soap opera.
Yes, we tried to do too many elements.
Thank you, Dr. Duncan.
That's all right.
You see, Dr. Duncan had returned from his mysterious disappearance to we know not where, and found many of his friends tearing up his car.
Oh, we destroyed Dr. Duncan's Volkswagen.
They were looking for clues as to Dr. Duncan's whereabouts.
I was convinced we'd find his body stuffed in the Volkswagen.
That's T. Howard Pines, Jr., hospital administrator in Pine City.
A terrible thing happened to me in State Center.
And so today, let us ask Dr. Duncan to tell us, if he would, what was the terrible thing that happened to him in State Center?
I can't talk about it.
Well, then, moving right along.
I don't feel good.
Mrs. Heuser told us that she didn't feel well.
I'm nauseous all the time. My stomach's getting big. I feel a kicking inside. And I have a craving for pickles.
And so Dr. Duncan took her to the hospital where she underwent a series of tests.
All right, this first test, I want you to answer these questions. Who was the hero of the Battle of Ticonderoga?
Donald Segretti.
Wrong.
Chicago is 2,900 miles from San Francisco. If motorist A leaves Chicago driving west at 50 miles an hour and driver B drives east from San Francisco at 60 miles an hour, when will they meet?
They'll meet at a party Wednesday night.
Wrong.
Name the process by which plants convert sunlight into energy. I need the name.
Debbie.
Wrong.
I'm sorry. Mrs. Heuser, you failed the test. You're pregnant.
Well, Mrs. Heuser is pregnant. How does Mr. Heuser react to this news that he is about to be a father?
Mm-hmm.
We find Mr. Heuser going now to the office of the attorney Graydon Ballback.
Verily, I say unto thee, Graydon, I just receiveth news from the hospital. Mrs. Heuser has failed her test and is pregnant.
Well, why did you come to see me about that, Mr. Heuser?
Because, Graydon, that child is not mine.
All right, now, do we all understand what has happened? Dr. Duncan, will you tell us of that thing that happened to you?
I can't talk about it.
He won't talk about it. But we do know Mrs. Heuser is pregnant. And Mr. Heuser says he is not the father of that child. Well, be sure to join us Monday when we will hear Dr. Duncan say,
we tried to do too much on Friday's episode.